From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House said Monday afternoon that don't expect President Donald Trump to issue any red line warnings to North Korea. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I think what we talked about, you know, the use of red lines in the past with respect to Syria, the president's made line, you know, that drawing red lines hasn't really worked in the past. He holds his cards close to the vest, and I think you're not going to see him telegraphing how he's going to respond to any military or other situation going forward. That's just something that he believes has not served us well in the past. We did this with Mosul. We start to talk about what the action will be months in advance, and it really gives the intended recipient of action a heads up as to what's going on.
Spicer's comments came after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday issued a strong warning to North Korea that President Trump will use military force if needed to deal with Kim Jong-un's government's escalating nuclear threat.
For more than two decades, the United States and our allies have worked to peacefully dismantle North Korea's nuclear program and alleviate the suffering of their people. But at every step of the way, North Korea answered our overtures with willful deception, broken promises, and nuclear and missile tests. The era of strategic patience is over.
The vice president is visiting South Korea at the start of a four-nation Asia tour to reinforce the U.S. commitment to allies in this increasingly volatile region and build international support for increasing pressure on the North to end its nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Nigeria's defense minister warns it may take years to find all the Chibok girls kidnapped by militant group Boko Haram. General Munir Dan Ali said the military is searching Boko Haram's hideouts in the Sambisa Forest, which covers three states in northeastern Nigeria. Ali spoke to VOA as activists marked the third anniversary of the girls' abductions. Of the 276 girls taken 3 years ago from the school, 195 girls remain missing. International monitors are questioning the fairness of Sunday's referendum in Turkey, saying it contested on an uneven playing field. The referendum, which would create a powerful executive presidency from the current parliamentary system, only narrowly passed, and opponents are seeking a revote. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
At a news conference in Ankara, monitors from the Organization for the Security and Cooperation in Europe said the No campaign faced numerous obstacles, including a lack of freedom of expression, intimidation, and access to the media. The OSCE also alleged misuse of administrative resources by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Cesar Florin Preda of the monitoring group highlighted the controversial decision to allow the use of ballots which did not have an official stamp marking them as legitimate.
The Supreme Election Board issued instructions late in the day that significantly changed the validity criteria.
The U.S. State Department called on Turkey to protect basic rights and freedoms as authorities work to resolve the contested results. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster met with Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, in Kabul on countering the threats posed by both the Taliban and rival Islamist insurgency. McMaster, the highest-ranking Trump administration official to make the trip, discussed it on ABC's program this week.
What's clear here in Afghanistan is the stakes are high. This is really the modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization. With those high stakes in mind, recognizing that the Taliban groups that we're fighting here, that the ISIS groups that we, alongside really the Afghan forces, are really fighting, and we're just enabling them in the eastern part of the country, are a threat to all civilized peoples.
McMaster said President Trump has requested political, diplomatic, military, and economic options, and said he will get those options. The commander of U.S. NATO forces, General John Nicholson, has requested more U.S. and NATO troops to bolster Afghan security forces. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.